Got any music?
What kind of crap is this?
Wow. Never heard that one before, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Open your mind and open your ears.
What is this?
This isn't new music. You just haven't heard it yet.
There's just so many options.
This is the Subgenrepedia.
Mongolian metal music, also known as Hunu rock, is a unique subgenre of heavy metal that has been gaining popularity in recent years. This genre blends traditional Mongolian music with heavy metal instrumentation, creating a sound that is both familiar and yet entirely new, not just to the Asian music scene, but also the metal scene. This genre did not emerge overnight, but rather it has its roots in Mongolians' complex history, particularly during the time of communism. To understand the origins of this subgenre, we first must look back to the country's past when it was still under control of the Soviet Union. During this time, Western music was heavily censored, and access to rock and metal music was extremely limited. However, in the late 1980s and early 1990s, Mongolia underwent a period of political and cultural reform, and young Mongolians were finally able to access music from around the world. It was during this time that Mongolian metal music began to take shape, as young musicians started to experiment with blending traditional Mongolian music with heavy metal, drawing inspiration from bands like Metallica and Iron Maiden, and traditional Mongolian instruments like the horsehead fiddle, jew's harp, and a traditional Mongolian throat singing technique. These musicians began to create a new sound that would eventually become to known as Hunu rock. Like most international bands, Mongolian metal instruments are not that different from that of modern bands, but a couple do stand out in their own uniqueness. The two-stringed horsehead fiddle, pronounced Morin Kur, is not only shaped to resemble a horse with the carving of one on its head, but the strings and bow are actually made of horsehair and can be used to imitate the thundering sound of a herd of horses. The jew's harp, or Tumur Kur, is one of the oldest instruments in the world, commonly found in ancient China, and also used in Mongolian metal. Lastly, the Mongolian guitar, or Toyshur. This two- or three-stringed lute played by Western Mongolian tribes like the Alti Origais, the Alaitis, the Tuvans, and the Khalkhin people. The Toyshur is closely tied to the folklores of Western Mongolian people and accompanied the performances of storytellers, singing, and dancing with the pounding bass and drums of rock. Meanwhile, throat singing, also called overtone singing, is the natural phenomenon that has been mastered by many cultures around the world, especially the Mongolians. This unique singing technique involves producing a low drone while simultaneously creating a series of higher pitches, creating a haunting, almost otherworldly sound. In Mongolian metal, the use of throat singing adds a distinct cultural identity with technique that is associated with pastoral herders in Central Asia to the genre. Through amplifying these sounds in a multitude of ways, Mongolian musicians have created a sound that is both familiar and yet entirely new, reflecting the rich cultural heritage of their country while still making it their own. In recent years, the folk scene of Mongolian metal has been rising in popularity. This subsection of the subgenre particularly emphasizes some of the more traditional Mongolian musical sounds and techniques, while its lyrics often lead to tradition and history of the country. Many of the songs are based on Mongolian history and mythology, with lyrics referencing famous battles, epic heroes, and the natural beauty of the Mongolian landscape. This connection to the cultural heritage gives the music a powerful emotional resonance and makes it stand out from most other metal subgenres. The Hu, spelled H-U, are perfect examples of the folk scene in Mongolian metal and are perhaps the most popular group within all of Mongolia right now. Formed in 2016 in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, the band, consisting of Gala Tenspar, Jaya, Temka Naranbatar, and Enkush Batjargal, combine traditional Mongolian elements and instrumentation and throat singing with modern heavy metal to create a unique and powerful sound. The band draws much of their inspiration from the music of Mongolian nomads, as well as from rock and metal bands such as Metallica, System of a Down, and Rammstein. The Who rose into popularity with the release of their first single, Yuva Yuva You, in 2018. The music video for the song went viral, garnering millions of views on YouTube and other social media platforms. Many of their music videos consistently feature stunning visuals that showcase the beauty and majesty of Mongolian landscape, and also showcasing some more traditional Mongolian clothing, fashion, and other elements. Yuva Yuva Yu's success led to the band's debut album, The Gerek, released in September of 2019. The album was a commercial and critical success, reaching number one on the Billboard World Albums chart and earning the band widespread acclaim. Prior to The Who's fame, Mongolian metal was relatively unknown, with a small but dedicated following mostly residing within the country. However, their success has brought international attention to the Mongolian metal scene, paving the way for other bands to gain recognition and success. One subsection of the Mongolian metal subgenre is Mongolian death metal that has been gaining popularity over the years. Ayasin Salki, known as the first heavy metal band in Mongolia, was the first to record an album in the metal scene in 1984. Their most recent album, Coffin Town Under the Moon, showcases their pulverizing and heavy sound. On the other hand, Araft, a death metal band that emerged in 2014, combines death metal with Mongolian folklore and mythology, creating a unique sound that has drawn comparison to Swedish death metal band Amon Amarth. Another death metal band from Mongolia, Ornaments of Agony, is a one-man funeral doom project by Albin, which offers a sludgy and drony sound with gurgled death vocals and a chaotic, experimental atmosphere that is held together by a driving rhythm section. Although it is lesser known, Ornaments of Agony offers a unique listening experience that is sure to get you absolutely jacked, ready to run through the freezing Mongolian winters with no shirt on. It is that intense. Another subgenre of Mongolian metal that has been gaining traction in recent years is deathcore and metalcore. One of the bands leading the charge in this area is Growl of Clown. Formed in 2014, GOC is Mongolia's leading deathcore representative, and they have built up a dedicated fan base within the country and throughout the world metal scene through their energetic live shows and heavy sound. Despite starting out playing to just a few people on their first ever live show, GOC has since played in some of Mongolia's largest festivals and stages, including the Playtime Festival and the Noise Festival. Nisvanis, formed in 2016, is known for their crushing breakdowns and intense live shows. They have toured internationally, playing in countries like China and Russia, and have gained popularity for their unique and powerful sound, particularly in their heavy breakdowns and chugging riffs. Commonly rooted in Northern Europe, black metal has also made its impact within Mongolian metal. Black metal typically features raw, lo-fi production with shrieking vocals and fast-paced guitar riffs, creating an intense and often disorienting sound to casual music listeners. Most albums deal with themes of darkness, nature, and paganism, and can be seen as a rejection of mainstream society and its values. A notable Mongolian black metal band is Sarvis, which actually means demon in Mongolian. Sarvis, founded in 2013, has released several albums and EP that are defined by its raw and aggressive vocals, distorted guitar riffs, and driving drum beats. The band's lyrics often deal with themes of darkness, death, and the occult, creating a dark and mysterious atmosphere that sends chills down the spines of even the most dedicated metal fans. Another notable Mongolian black metal band is Darkestra. With music featuring a blend of traditional Mongolian music with this style of black metal, it is often linked within the Mongolian folk metal scene, but its black metal elements help cultivate its unique and captivating sound. Darkestra's lyrical themes often focus on Mongolian history and mythology, drawing inspiration from epic tales of Genghis Khan and the ancient shamanic traditions of Mongolia. Nu metal, the fusion of heavy metal with other genres such as hip-hop, funk, and alternative rock, is also alive within the Mongolian metal scene. Mongolian nu metal bands such as Gaz 21, Metronome, and Motorway have been at the forefront of this subsection of the subgenre within the country. Gaz 21, formed in 1999, was one of the first Mongolian bands to incorporate nu metal into their sound, blending heavy riffs with rap-style vocals and electronic elements. They are often known for their incredible Rage Against the Machine live covers, but their original pieces are just as incredible. Metronome, formed in 2003, is another notable Mongolian nu metal band, known for their energetic live performances and use of synthesizers and samplers in their music. Lastly, Motorway, formed in 2007, combines elements of nu metal with industrial and experimental music, resulting in a unique yet intense sound. Despite the decline in popularity of nu metal globally, these bands have continued to gain following among Mongolian metal fans and have helped diversify the country's metal scene. Mongolian metal is such a unique subgenre, mixing traditional Mongolian music with the power and intensity of metal. And that is why it rightfully deserves a spot within the subgenrepedia. Bands like The Who continue to tour globally and have even made a recent stop here in Lincoln, Nebraska. I know that it is definitely a more off-brand genre to cover, but it is still important to look at music globally with an unbiased outlook to get a better understanding of all genres and cultures around the world. This has been the Subgenrepedia. I'm Alex Neal, and I hope you have enjoyed the shrilling, headbanging yet ancient influenced sounds that make up Mongolian metal. Maybe you learned something new, or maybe you found a new favorite subgenre. Either way, there is always more to discover. I'll see you next time on the Subgenrepedia.